When we're young, we don't have good frameworks for decision making. I would argue that most people don't have good frameworks for decision making ever in their lives, probably. The research of Daniel Kahneman and others seems to prove that most of the time when we're making decisions, we just post hoc rationalize our decision making criteria to justify whatever conclusion we actually came to. Yet, we all make bad decisions. So how does this happen? There are many reasons for this. I've highlighted the book Decisive by Chip and Dan Heath countless times on this podcast series, primarily because it is perhaps the best book on decision making that I've actually ever encountered. It applies to leaders, a common topic of this podcast, as well as others. So highly, highly, highly recommend you go to the show notes and check out the book. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. But when we're young, we don't even have good experiences to inform what we do. This is why the influence of our parents, those around us, takes a village, Hillary Clinton's terms, our coaches, teachers, ministers, everyone who influences us early on, especially in those first few years of life, that seems especially important. Those experiences form a model in our mind, a mental map of things that we can pattern match against to inform future decisions. Most of the good decisions we'll make early on are based upon what we're supposed to do, what it means to be responsible based upon those influences of our parents, if we're lucky to have good ones. Of course, we still make bad decisions, though these tend to fall in groups such as falling prey to social pressure, giving in to our own laziness or lust, things like that. And we are able, at least based upon societal conditioning, to place these things in certain buckets. We come up with some sort of model of what it means to be responsible. And this generally serves us well. There is a lot of wisdom in the cliches and things that form the morals of any modern society, most modern societies anyway, and it makes sense to follow through in that vein. However, a lot of times, there's what I call responsibility hangover. What this means is that you're likely to consider this criteria for making decisions throughout your life. It's hard to grow out of that what am I supposed to do method of making decisions. And this has really bad repercussions because a lot of times you'll never do what's right for you, provided you're not giving in to short-term physical pleasures all the time and procrastinating forever in order to satisfy those perceived needs. If you've grown out of that, you still might feel like you need to stay in that dead-end job and never open that cupcake shop, if that is right for you. When I decided to join the SEAL teams, there was no right thing to do. It just felt right. Similarly, if you're trying to start a business, there's no right amount of money you need to save before you break away and do that. In the end, stop doing what you're supposed to do and do what is right for who you want to be.
No, Kevin. Me na do it. Spita.